From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to announce which allies will provide ground troops for the fight against militants of the so-called Islamic State. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Kerry has been traveling around the Middle East, drumming up support for the campaign against ISIS.
Secretary of State John Kerry has been coy about saying what countries will take what actions against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. He's also been hesitant about calling those actions a declaration of war. Last week, Kerry said that the U.S. was not at war with ISIS. On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, he backtracked slightly, saying if we consider ISIS to be like Al-Qaeda,
we're at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, and in the same context, if you want to use it, yes, we're at war with ISIL in that sense.
Kerry is in Paris Monday to attend a conference on how to better aid the new Iraqi government. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk has come under repeated shelling despite a recent ceasefire between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is traveling with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which is monitoring the ceasefire. She says the situation there has escalated over the last several days.
I got here on Wednesday, and for a couple of days I didn't hear anything, and then you would hear slightly in the background, and then it was just getting more and more. And today, all day long, you could hear it. And then it's reached the city now. You can see smoke billowing up in the air by the airport, and this door had been, you know, shelled. And the firemen were there, and we pulled up with the OSCE thinking that it was safe enough, and it didn't feel safe at all. It was horrible. They just began exploding near us. It was just booming sounds, very, very close, and it was very frightening.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Donetsk, Ukraine. About a half million children in Gaza went back to school today after the recent war with Israel delayed the start of the school year. NPR's Emily Harris reports classrooms are more crowded than usual because dozens of school buildings still can't be used.
26 schools were destroyed during the fighting. Another 20 are still sheltering people whose homes were destroyed. Pernilla Ironside, head of UNICEF's office in Gaza, said children at schools she visited had mixed feelings about the start of the school year.
Apprehension about seeing who was not at the school amongst their friends and classmates, and also excitement about, you know, some sense of return to normality, to learning.
Even before the war, a shortage of school buildings in Gaza meant children studied in two shifts, each just 4 hours a day. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A wildfire in Southern California is now 20% contained, but more than 200 homes near Cleveland National Forest remain evacuated. This is NPR. Hurricane Odile is expected to hit areas along Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. A hurricane warning has been posted for the southern region as the storm picks up steam and heads north. Nigeria says an Air Force jet is missing in the troubled northeast of the country where Nigerian forces are fighting Islamist Boko Haram militants. A search and rescue operation is underway, but in a neighboring state, Nigeria's armed forces are celebrating a victory. NPR's Ophavia Quistarkin reports the army says it killed as many as 200 suspected Islamist insurgents.
The Nigerian military says it drove back extremist Boko Haram fighters advancing on Konduga town, 22 miles from Maiduguri, the main city in the turbulent northeast. Government troops reportedly seized ammunition and vehicles. One army officer told reporters that a feared Boko Haram commander was among the militants killed. In recent weeks, insurgents have captured a string of towns in their bid to establish an Islamic caliphate. The Nigerian army has been struggling to boost its soldiers' morale, rallying public support through a social media campaign, hashtag Victory for Nigeria. Witnesses describe troops and allied vigilante fighters in high spirits after Friday's battle. Ophavia Quistarkin, NPR News, Accra.
A doctor in Sierra Leone diagnosed with Ebola last week has died. The country had asked the World Health Organization for funds to evacuate Dr. Olivet Buck to Germany, but the request was turned down. The WHO said it would work to give her the best possible care in Sierra Leone. This is NPR News.